It's that time again. We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, sponsored by Champ Sports Bar and Cafe in Blacksburg.
All right, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Time to catch up with him. My man, you got a burger in one hand. I know you're looking at some of my other food. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'll be doing better if you let me have some of this garlic bread.
You got a whole burger there. Why do you need other food?
True.
Champs Wednesday going on right now. Chris, hey, let's get the trivia question. Let's get it going right now. You want to throw it out there?
Yeah. Tech single season leading rusher. School record, rushing yards, one season. Who was it and what year?
All right, toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, Newberger Valley, 540-961-1430. Lunch for two to Champ Sports Bar and Cafe on the line if you can give me the right answer to that question. Now, there's only one place to start. Big news. The SEC, three letters that mean power in college football. The Alabama Crimson Tide, they're working on it. Cincinnati moved back to 2012. It's possible in the Georgia Dome for next year. Your immediate thoughts?
My immediate thought is awesome. Anytime you play an SEC team, I mean, you should be chomping at the bit. You know, I know Alabama hasn't been as good the past few years as they have historically, but, you know, Nick Saban's their coach now. I think they're going to be getting better. And, you know, I mean, this is Alabama in the Georgia Dome on a made-for-television game. I'm guessing it's going to be, you know, Saturday night to open the season next year, that night on either ESPN or ABC. And you think about it, this year Alabama's playing Clemson in the Georgia Dome to open the season. So, you know, it's pretty obvious that Alabama, you know, under Nick Saban, they're trying to play more out-of-conference opponents to complement an already tough SEC schedule. And you got to respect that. But at the same time, you know, I mean, this is a chance to beat, you know, a well-known SEC program, and you've got to be looking forward to that.
Let's go one step further with this. You and I both talk about we don't like the schedule to a degree. We'll be the first ones, I think, to admit it, and I don't want to speak for you too much. What does it say that Virginia Tech is taking that next step? They've tried to play people, it just hasn't worked out. But to be the best, you got to have some of the best on your schedule.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one thing I don't think most people realize is scheduling is very difficult. You know, I mean, it takes two to tango, you know. you know, I mean, seriously, I mean, you can't just go out and say, oh, we're going to play Oklahoma this year. You know, I mean, Oklahoma might not want to play you because maybe Oklahoma doesn't want a tough out-of-conference schedule. Maybe they want to play four patsies out-of-conference and to try to win the national championship. You know, so it's a really tough thing to do. But, man, if you look ahead to Tech's 2009 schedule, I mean, what an exciting schedule. I mean, if this holds up, it's going to be Alabama or another SEC team in the Georgia Dome to open the year. You got Nebraska coming to Lane Stadium. You'll have Miami as usual. You know, I mean, even your non-BCS conference opponents, East Carolina, very, very respectable opponent, very good Conference USA program. And Marshall, you know, solid. Are they still in the MAC or do they move to Conference USA? I don't remember. But anyway, they're a decent program with, you know, a regional name. So next year's schedule is very exciting.
All right, enough with the schedule. Let's get into camp this past week. The best name I've ever heard in the world, I think, top wide receiving recruit, Jerani Boyd, visited on Saturday. He said he enjoyed his stay. What would Boyd bring to the Hokies offensively?
You know, he's a big-time receiver. I believe he's the number 7 or number 8 receiver in the country, and very nearly a 5-star player. He's a high 4-star player. So, you know, he's a guy you would think would come in and compete for early playing time, and he's a natural receiver. You know, he's not a 4-star guy that played a different position in high school that Virginia Tech is converting to wide receiver. And if Virginia Tech can manage to land him, I think it would say something about how far they've progressed in recruiting, because, you know, in the past they didn't get a sniff from that many top level wide receiving prospects out there. I mean, at least nobody in the top 50 nationally. So, you know, it would be a big step in the right direction from a recruiting standpoint. You know, I think Tech's got some things going in their favor. It's only 3 hours away. You know, so it's close. His family could come see him play. His mom wants him to come to Virginia Tech. I mean, he's been quoted as saying that. In the end, it might be kind of difficult because I think other schools will negative recruit Tech and say, they don't throw the ball that much. They're primarily a running team. You're not going to get as many touches there as you would here. But at the same time, Virginia Tech just had three receivers drafted this year, and another one, David Clowney, drafted last year, and a fifth receiver, Josh Eiman, signed a free agent contract in the NFL. So, I mean, that's five receivers over the last 2 years in NFL camps this year, you know. So that speaks a little bit for, you can come to Virginia Tech as a wide receiver and have success.
Boyd, a powerful guy, 6'2", 180 pounds, sub 4.5 speed in the 40 and a 44-inch vertical leap, so that would be very welcomed. Catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. We're doing it on The Final Word, ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Couple of brothers made another visit. Tariq and Tyrell Edwards were both offered scholarships over the weekend. Now, they would enroll in 2010 after gray-shirting. Both brothers put the Hokies near or at the top of their list. What do they bring if they're on the field?
Well, you know, they're good players, and, you know, not only that, you know, they come from a Virginia Tech background. Their father is Bo Campbell, who played at Virginia Tech in the late 80s, early 90s. He actually led the nation in punt return average in 1991. He's a name some of the old-school Tech fans out there will definitely remember. He was a good player for some of Frank Beamer's very early teams. And, you know, these guys, I think they'll both end up Tech. And, you know, the best thing about them is that they want to be here, I think.
Zico Passut, another great name that Virginia Tech is recruiting. A tight end from Charlotte. He was also offered a scholarship. Passut said Coach Frank Beamer loved the passion he had. He actually had a hamstring injury, so he didn't participate in a lot of things. On the field, what would he bring to the offense, do you think?
You know, that's a good question. I actually did not get a chance to see him at the camp. I had never heard of him until they offered him. You know, there was like 180 guys at that camp. It's really tough to see everybody and know who everybody is. But I'm a little bit surprised, actually, Tech would offer a tight end this year, you know, considering they got Logan Thomas out there still on the board, who's probably going to commit to Tech at some point, in my opinion. But, you know, if Tech gets him into a camp and they like him, you know, that's good enough for me.
Another player I'm very interested in getting your feeling on, Theron Norman from Richmond. All-around player. He's played quarterback, wide receiver. People like him at safety. He seems to have an eye for all positions. How athletic is this kid, and where would he fit at Tech? What position do you think?
He's a good player. I think off the top of my head, I think he would play wide receiver. His recruiting's been pretty quiet. And, you know, I'm not sure how long it's going to last. You know, he doesn't seem like he's going to make a decision soon. So, you know, Virginia Tech, with their limited numbers this year, you know, that could come into a factor.
Another guy we always love to hear someone say Virginia Tech is at the top of my list, defensive end Justin Fox. He's another guy from Charlotte. He was back at Tech for another camp. He already had received an offer.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got a lot of speed, it seems like. This is a kid that could get around the end. How do you think he would fit defensively in the system?
Yeah, Tech likes defensive ends that are tall and rangy, you know, not necessarily big in mass, but guys who can run from sideline to sideline, and he fits that mold. And you know, apparently he had an impressive camp, and it was a big camp for defensive ends altogether. You know, I mean, there were a lot of impressive defensive ends at Tech's camp, and he was one of the most impressive.
All right, catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now. It's The Final Word on ESPN Radio. I'm going to keep going with you. Another defensive end from Bethel, James Gale. He left Blacksburg with a scholarship offer as well. Tech, another guy that says number one on the list. 10 sacks last season. He ran a 4.59 in the 40. Do you like the makeup of this kid?
Yeah, I do. Some people are comparing him to Chris Ellis, and I didn't get a chance to watch him in individual drills at the camp or anything, but apparently he did pretty well. And he's from the same high school as Chris Ellis. He's another guy that's tall and rangy. You know, he's not very big weight-wise yet, so he would come in redshirt and put on some weight in the off season and keep his speed. You know, I mean, and that's the trend we see with Virginia Tech's defensive ends year after year. You know, that's the way Chris Ellis was when he came in. He enrolled probably 235 pounds and left at 265 pounds, but with the same sideline-to-sideline ability.
Chris, what's next for Virginia Tech? Any more camps, anything else coming up, or do they just head to the season now?
No more camps. We just, take a couple of weeks and get ready for football practices.
All right. Scholarship-wise, now this is the time where in the next 2 to 3 weeks, do you expect more than usual because they want to get it in before high school season begins, or will it be nothing out of the ordinary?
I think there's a possibility, you know, a couple guys could pop in the next couple of weeks, but, you know, I think some of the guys like David Wilson, you know, there's a quarterback, Kevin Newsom, who's committed to supposedly committed to Michigan. I don't think that's going to stick, and I think Virginia Tech is actually confident that they're going to end up with Kevin Newsom. I mean, you haven't seen a scholarship offer go out to another quarterback yet, so I think they're pretty confident they're going to land Newsom, who in some people's eyes is the number one player in the state.
All right, Chris, we are about out of time. Let's get to the answer of the trivia question, because nobody else could beat you on this day.
That would be Kevin Jones, 2003. He had 1,647 rushing yards.
Big day in Virginia Tech, man. Alabama, possibly the Crimson Tide. You still got a big smile on your face.
Oh, man, I'm pretty excited about that. I love playing those SEC programs. Virginia Tech is an SEC-type school because of their fan base, and it's always a good thing when you get two schools like that together.
Just finished catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com here on The Final Word. Chris, thank you as always, my man.
Yes, sir.
Catching up with Chris Coleman, sponsored by Champ Sports Bar and Cafe. We get back to the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about that team, offense, defense, and the schedule. Coming up, The Final Word. It's on ESPN Radio.